Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Widow Lonnie Ali and former U.S. President Bill Clinton were among many speakers remembering boxing legend Muhammad Ali at an arena in Louisville, Kentucky on Friday, as some 15,000 paid their respects.
As a family, we thank the millions of people who, through the miracle of social media, inspired by their love for Muhammad, have reached out to us with their prayers. The messages have come in every language, from every corner of the globe.
He perfected gifts that we all have. Every single solitary one of us have gifts of mind and heart. It's just that he found a way to release them in ways large and small.
Muhammad Ali died a week ago at age 74 from septic shock and complications of Parkinson's disease, of which he had suffered for more than three decades. In other news, President Obama has approved a new authority for U.S. forces in Afghanistan that loosens restrictions over airstrikes and gives U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan troops. Announcement comes as Afghanistan is battling a resurgent Taliban, gains by the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network and efforts by the Islamic State to move in. The U.S. presidential envoy to deal with countering the Islamic State, Brett McGirt, says the militants are in a state of decline. He told White House reporters that morale among IS fighters is plummeting, illustrated by their own videos of leaders executing fighters on the battlefield. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office has released its latest figures on civilian casualties in Yemen, showing more than 3,500 people have been killed and nearly 6,300 wounded since Saudi Arabia's bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels began in March of last year. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
These figures are being issued amid an international firestorm regarding Saudi Arabia's responsibility for the high number of civilian casualties in Yemen, particularly child deaths. Human rights groups have denounced the removal of Saudi Arabia from the UN's annual child rights blacklist. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who has come under a barrage of criticism, reacted angrily to what he called unacceptable, undue pressure from Saudi Arabia. Saudi UN Ambassador Abdallah Al-Mualimi reiterated his denials that Riyadh threatened ban over the blacklist. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
European Union nations have approved tighter gun controls in the wake of last year's deadly Islamist attacks in Paris and Brussels. Poland and the Czech Republic were among countries that opposed the new EU gun controls, but the measure passed by a majority vote. In the race for the White House, presumptive nominees Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches in Washington aimed at shoring up their base of support headed for the November voting. Speaking to a Planned Parenthood gathering, Clinton criticized Trump's contention that she is playing the woman card.
And I like to say, if fighting for equal pay, Planned Parenthood, and the ability to make our own health decisions is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Meantime, a more reserved than normal Trump said he wants to unify a divided nation.
Freedom of any kind means no one should be judged by their race or their color, and the color of their skin should not be judged that way. And right now we have a very divided nation. We're going to bring our nation together. If I win, we're going to bring our nation together.
On Friday, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was Clinton's challenger throughout the primary voting, retreated to his home in the state of Vermont to plot his next steps. So far, he has said he will take his cause to the Democratic Party convention later in the summer. And American hockey star Gordie Howe, considered the greatest hockey player of all time by many of his fellow athletes, died Friday at the age of 88. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of our grand celebration of the 75th birthday of one of the living legends of jazz. Born on the 12th of June in 1941, Armando Anthony Chick Corea. We're celebrating the 75th birthday of Chick Corea on this edition of Jazz America. You'll hear more of his thoughts and more of his wonderful music coming up this hour. He was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts, in the northeastern part of the United States, the area known as New England, and probably not known as one of the major centers for jazz. When you think about jazz in the United States, you think of New York, New Orleans, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Well, there are lots of fantastic musicians who were born and raised in New England and Massachusetts specifically, among them Chick Corea, and also another great pianist who, like Chick Corea, was one who taught the lesson of how to be a great master to younger players over the years. Chick Corea has worked with many young players in his bands, as he does even today. And the gentleman I'm about to play music from, Jackie Byard, was born in Worcester, Massachusetts, and he was certainly a teacher of young jazz musicians, in fact, taught at the New England Conservatory. He also was a member of various bands, as well as leading his own, and one of the bands he was part of was a very famous aggregation led by the great bassist, composer, and band leader, Charles Mingus. From the groundbreaking album Mingus, 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 here's a song entitled Hora Decubitus with Jackie Byard on the piano to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
and educated. Please do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In spades, the best upper sets. Do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam. Do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam. Do it. Think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means. Do it. Hell in Boston. Even beans. Do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Bring me Shadrach. In shallow shores, English souls do it. Go fish in the privacy of their bowls. Do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
I love to introduce you to new artists I've never played for you before, especially those that have interesting stories like the one that you'll learn about Malou Bouvier, who was just heard singing the classic song Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. It's from her new album, Is This Love? She's from Chicago, but also lives in Brussels in Belgium, is bilingual, French and English, and not only is a fine singer, but also an actress, and has worked in Academy Award-winning motion pictures. Malou Bouvier. Hope you enjoyed that music from her. Now, she is working hard to establish herself as a great artist. Chick Corea established himself as one of the greatest artists of all time long ago. He turns 75 years old on the 12th of June, and we're celebrating him on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Now, we've heard some of his work in a duo setting, in a trio setting, and he really seems to have enjoyed working in bands over the years. I talked to him about that in a conversation we enjoyed in my home in New York City.
You play beautifully solo. Your duet work is great, Gary Burton and Bobby McFerrin, and working with the symphony is awesome, and your trio stuff is beautiful, but you just love being in a combo. You just love being in a band.
Yeah,
don't
that's
you?
True. That's true.
I can imagine what those reasons are. The interaction with other musicians, bouncing ideas off of them, etc. But I'd rather not speculate myself. I'd rather get it from you. Is that your favorite setting?
It's the one that has that aspect of team in it more than anything else, you know, because it's not like you don't gather together for a month or for a project or for one gig or to do a record or to do one particular thing. Nothing's wrong with short-term projects like that, but But when a band gets formed that starts to roll down the road and develop a repertoire and then add to the repertoire, play to audiences, then come back to that audience with another new face and continue, there's nothing as rich and exciting and wide and deep as that, because it's like a family and a team that go out to want to create something. And not only are we creating together, but we're also surviving together. It's a wide look, and when you win, which means when the music goes off great and the audience gets what you're doing, there's no other feeling of accomplishment as nice as that.
electric jazz from Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, and Lenny White as Corea, Clark, and White from the album Forever, revisiting the classic Marvel. Now let's enjoy music from another great artist who was also born on the same day as Chick Corea, the 12th of June. He's the late great trumpeter from Detroit who played on Motown sessions as well as with every jazz musician you could imagine. Here's Marcus Belgrave with William Lawrence from the album Working Together in the song Linda on Jazz America from VOA 1.
The late great trumpeter from the Detroit scene and a great teacher, too. Marcus Belgrave, another of the greats of jazz, born on the 12th of June, the same birthday that Chick Corea, of course, is enjoying. His 75th birthday, to be specific, on the 12th of June. We'll continue our celebration of Chick in just a second. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com.
And here's a very friendly message I've received with the subject line, I love you all, jazz fans. My name is Cromwell Akwa Anthony from Ghana. And I'm always on my radio listening to VOA. I love this station. I would like to greet you all and all my friends and family. Well, thank you so much, Cromwell Akwa Anthony. And I will send your positive message to everyone listening all around the world. And I'll send a message to you and your friends and your family right now, featuring the work of the great bassist Christian McBride. Here's the title cut from his album, Family Affair, and it's the first of two songs featuring Christian McBride on the bass that you'll hear in this set here on VOA's Jazz America.
First album ever titled Return to Forever. It was basically a Chick Corea album, but he brought in some great musicians like Flora Purim on the vocals and Ayrta Morera, Joe Farrell on the flute, as well as Stanley Clark and Lenny White, and Return to Forever was born, and what a legacy the band has. Still going strong in various aggregations even today. Hope you enjoyed Some Time Ago with Flora Purim's beautiful voice. Russ Davis here. Happy birthday, Chick Corea, 75 years old on the 12th of June. Let's have one more bit of conversation with him and then hear another of his classic compositions, Armando's Rumba, a new version of it featuring Christian McBride on the bass and Brian Blade on the drums, his current trio with whom he'll be touring around the world this summer. Chick Corea, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Okay, one last question or one thing to cover. Does it just seem crazy to you that you've won all these awards? You've got, 55 Grammy nominations more. You might win another one for your trophy case at the end of January. And, a gig turned into a career has turned into a legend. Did you have any idea that this something like this was going to happen to you?
I keep trying to figure out. I look at it, I say, I don't know, what's happening? I don't know what attitude to take to it. This weekend has been incredible because of the friendship that I'm surrounded with. That's the ultimate groove for me, you know. Mm. And better than any official award were the really warm things that the musicians were saying from stage last night. It was like brought tears to my eyes. Mm. So I don't know the awards. It's great.
Yeah, whatever. I know how humble you are, and I really appreciate all the time I've had to be able to spend with you to delve into your brain there. And it's not always comfortable to have somebody glorify the things you've done, but please accept it this weekend and anytime it happens to you. It's heartfelt, things,
man,
that people have offered you, and thank you so much for your artistry over the years. Ladies and gentlemen, Armando Anthony Chick Corea.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, it was fun.
Thank you, man. Thanks, Russ.
From the album Trilogy, Armando's Rumba on Jazz America from VOA 1. just heard one of the greats of jazz piano of all time, the legendary Bud Powell, with his classic composition, Tempus Fugit, recorded in 1949 in a trio setting with two of the greats alongside him. On the drums, Max Roach, on the bass, Ray Brown. And preceding that, one of the living masters of jazz, Chick Corea, 75 years old on the 12th of June, with two living masters as well, Brian Blade on the drums, and on the bass, Christian McBride. This is Russ Davis. Thanks so much for joining me to celebrate Chick Corea's 75th birthday. And join me next time for more of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers on Jazz America.